Life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday edition, March 30th, 2007, of The American Awakening. I'm your guest, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Don't let that music confuse you. I got a little goofy in the engineering room today, but my theme song will be back on Monday. Anyway, let me take a couple minutes here and make my daily announcement, and then I've got my guest, Art Burnclough, and we're going to talk about the veterans today and what's going on with them. Art's a veterans advocate and the executive director of the Veterans for Constitutional Law. It's going to be a great show. You don't want to miss it. First of all, if you've got a headache, remember, call 800-327-0727. And as I watch sometimes what's going on in that engineering room, I think maybe I'll order some headache Stagon. I'm not sure. As far as freedom to fascism goes, as always, My email address is discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000 at yahoo.com. Feel free to drop me an email, and I'll give you a copy free of charge as long as you promise me to share it with somebody. Again, for those of you and all those listeners who have sent me emails and called in, Don Nikoloff will be on the Don Harkin's Ingry Castle show tomorrow morning, The American Activist, at 10 a.m. Central. So you can tune in for that, and also he's substituting for me again on April 9th. I say again, it's the first time, but I mean he'll be on again on April 9th. Don't forget those truckers. April 23rd through the 25th, there's that truck out. All those truckers that are near Washington, D.C., park in front of the Capitol and turn your rigs off. Anybody that's in front of the state capitals, do the same thing. And for all of you who aren't truckers, make sure you tell the truckers. And those listeners that are going to the truck stops and putting up those messages on the bulletin board, more power to you. The more we do that, the better off it's going to be, the more truckers show up, and the more it's going to get Mr. Bush's attention. Okay, let's see. Oh, and don't forget this Russian intelligence report that's saying that there's supposed to be an attack on Iran. We want to call our congressman and let him know that we do not want Iran attacked. The more calls that we get in there, the more they're going to scratch their heads and go, wait a minute, we don't think this is a good idea. Now, let me get back. Again, I have a guest coming up after the break. It's Art Burnclough, and we're going to get into some really heavy detail about what's going on with these veterans. And as you know, we've got a war going on in Iraq, a war going on in Afghanistan. I got an article here about, looks like we're not doing real well in Fallujah. We may be losing that. And I may have time to get into that at some point, and I may not. But at any rate, we're going to talk about what's happening to the veterans. I have an article I just pulled today off of Newsmax. And I'm going to open this show when I get Art on the line. I'm going to open this with a comment from Art regarding a paragraph in this article that I thought very interesting. It's from Newsmax today's, let's see, it's dated, yeah, today's the 30th of March, right, yeah, okay. It starts out with, the reality is that several wounded and disabled men and women that fought for our freedoms on the war on terror are now fighting to receive the financial and emotional assistance that they deserve. And well, they should. We sent all these guys over here to fight supposedly for our freedoms. Later on, we found out that they were sent over there on a lie. And now we have a lot of these guys that are coming back home. They're emotionally shattered. They're physically shattered. And we're going to talk about what's happening after they get back. So stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with you for the next 2 hours with my guest Art Burnclough coming up. And you're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. And 1280 shortwave, CN3.
C Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And, you know, those listeners out there who do watch mainstream news and they see all the flag waving and support the troops and the bumper stickers and all these good things, what they don't show you is what happens. They don't show you, first of all, they don't show you the planes coming back in the middle of the night with the coffins. They don't show you the aftermath of some of these guys that are coming back with the severe physical injuries and the mental injuries and so forth. So I'm bringing up Art Burnclout to give you the other side of the story. And without further ado, I want to introduce to you Art Burnclout, the Veterans Advocate and Executive Director of the Veterans for Constitutional Law. Art, are you with me?
Yes, Mike. It's good to be on your program.
Well, I thank you for coming on, sir. I pulled a copy of today's Newsmax.com, and I wanted to read. I wanted to read a quick paragraph to you, and I want to get your comments on it, and then I'm just going to turn you loose and let us know what's going on here, okay? The Bush administration has proactively moved to address problems at the flagship Walter Reed Army Medical Center after newspaper reports showed wounded troops were living in shoddy conditions and struggling with bureaucratic procedures. We applaud his efforts. Your comments on that, Art?
Okay, 40 years ago, Walter Reed Hospital was crumbling to bits. Now, it hasn't improved any. It's even crumbling more now than it was then.
Mm-hmm.
There were roaches and rats running rampant 40 years ago.
Now,
Bush has been in office for 6 years, and he is well aware of the situation in Walter Reed Hospital and well aware of certain veterans' hospitals in this country that we tag as murder mills. The first one is the Cleveland VA.
Mm-hmm.
The second is the Temple, Texas VA, North Chicago, and what might even be the worst of them all, Spokane, Washington, where two veterans were denied admission to the hospital because they came there to the emergency room. They came there after 4:30. And 4:30 is the cutoff time for anyone to come into the hospital. They will not admit you if you come after 4:30.
In the afternoon?
Now, one of the veterans died in a nearby hospital. The fire department had to rush him to a nearby hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And another veteran was driven by a friend, and he died at a nearby hospital. But both of them almost expired on the parking lot of the VA as they were barred from entering. And this is Spokane, Washington, and it's a disgrace. And I believe that administrator is still there. I believe he's still there. His name is Manley. And for the man to still be there, that's another disgrace. That's a disgrace that's worse than the two guys dying,
mm-hmm.
that they keep this guy on in that case. So Mr. Bush can make all the promises he wants. He's been making promises since he's gotten into office. And the only thing we've gotten out of Mr. Bush and his colleagues is they've taken the finest military in the world, the finest in the whole world, and they've turned it into a mercenary fighting force for big business and the oil companies. And when you say to Mr. Bush, I think we should put a windfall profits tax on the oil companies, he'll say, oh, we can't do that to the oil companies. Sure, Mr. Bush is Texas Southern Oil. That's why you can't do it. And, you know, the Fuhrer can keep making promises, but these promises, you can be sure, are never going to be kept.
Well, I can count in my head many, many promises that he's made up to now. And this latest article that I read, I mean, when I read it, I didn't believe it. I just wanted, since you're the expert on it, I want to get your comments on it. But I wanted to take some time and go into some of the things that are happening behind the scenes, because obviously all the mainstream tells you about is, you know, what's going on over there, and they paint a picture and spin it and say things are going well, even if they're not going well. But they don't tell you behind the scenes of what happens when these guys come home.
Well, I'm going to give you the background for that today, and it's going to shock a lot of your listeners. And first of all, I've been doing this for many years, and I'm a disabled veteran myself, and everybody in our organization, almost everybody, I won't say everybody, I'm sorry, we have a couple of people who are not, almost everybody in our organization is a disabled veteran, and we get paid $1 a year for the work we're doing. And we've put an awful lot of people in jail. That's number one. And number two, there are several thousand veterans who have their benefits who would never have had it if it wasn't for Veterans for Constitutional Law.
Well, I commend you for that.
And I want to talk first about a gentleman by the name of John Towne.
Okay.
And he spent the last few years fighting two battles. One was against his own body, and the other was against the United States Army. And both began in October 2004 in Ramadi, Iraq. He was standing in the doorway of his battalion headquarters when a 107-millimeter rocket struck 2 feet above his head. The impact punched a piano-sized hole in the concrete facade. It sparked a huge fireball, and it tossed the 25-year-old Army specialist to the floor, where he laid blacked out among the rubble. Now, this is his words. The next thing I remember is waking up on the ground. Men from his unit had gathered around his body and were screaming his name. They started shaking me, but I was numb all over, he says. It's weird because for a few minutes you feel like you're really not there. I could see them, but I couldn't hear them. I couldn't hear anything. I started shaking because I thought I was dead. Now, eventually, the rocket shrapnel was removed from Towne's neck and ears, and his ears stopped leaking blood. But his hearing never really recovered, and in many ways, neither is his life. A soldier, this is a soldier who was honored 12 times during his 7 years in uniform. And Towne has spent the last three struggling with deafness, memory failure, and depression. By September of 2006, this is only 6-7 months ago, he and the Army agreed he was no longer combat ready. But instead of sending Towne to a medical board and discharging him because of his injuries, the doctors at Fort Carson, Colorado, I'm going to repeat that, Fort Carson, Colorado, did something very strange. They claim Towns' wounds were actually caused by a personality disorder. You can imagine that.
A personality disorder?
Personality disorder.
Where do they come up with this stuff?
He had shrapnel in his neck and ears.
Oh, unbelievable.
Town was then booted from the Army and told that under a personality disorder discharge, he would never receive disability or medical benefits or VA hospitalization. Now, Town is not alone. There's been a six-month investigation has uncovered multiple cases in which soldiers wounded in Iraq are suspiciously diagnosed as having a personality disorder and then prevented from collecting benefits. The conditions of their discharge have infuriated many in the military community, including the injured soldiers and their families, veterans' rights groups, and even the military officials were required to process these dismissals. Now, they say the military is purposely misdiagnosing soldiers like Town, and that it's doing so for only one reason: to cheat them out of a lifetime of disability and medical benefits, thereby saving billions in expenses. Now, here's the fine print. The fine print in this whole matter is, in the Army Separations Manual, it's called, if you folks are taking notes out there, it's called Regulation 635-200, Chapter 5-13. I'll repeat that. Regulation 635-200, Chapter 5-13, and it's a separation because of personality disorder. And it's an alluring choice for a cash-strapped military, and they are cash-strapped, because enacting it is quick and cheap. The Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, doesn't have to provide medical care to soldiers dismissed with personality disorder. That's because Chapter 513, personality disorder, is a pre-existing condition.
So you're finding through your research that this is the rule rather than the exception.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, yes.
And
there's 22,500 cases.
Well, you know, it reminds me of an article that I ran across the other day where I was reading about the homeless, the amount of homeless people now that are veterans.
Another story.
There's over 200,000 of them, Mark.
Yeah.
And this is part of the reason, I would imagine.
We might have been reading the same article because it's rapidly approaching the quarter of a million mark now.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue, buddy.
Okay. Now, the Chapter 5-13, personality disorder, is a pre-existing condition. Now, the VA is only required to treat wounds sustained during service, and soldiers discharged under 5-13 can't collect disability pay either. To receive those benefits, a soldier must be evaluated by a medical board, which must confirm, number one, that he's wounded and that his wounds stem from combat. The process takes several months for the medical board to confirm this, in contrast with a 5-13 discharge, which can be wrapped up in 2 or 3 days. If a soldier dismissed under 5-13 hasn't served out his full contract, he has to give back a slice of his reenlistment bonus as well.
You're kidding me.
Nope. And this guy, Town, served 7 years, and they got money back from him. He left the Army claiming he owes the Army $3,000.
This is an atrocity. This is absolutely. This is unbelievable.
It's a nightmare.
They send these guys over here and expect them to put their life on a line for a lie, no less. Then they turn around and treat them like this when they come back.
That's right. And people who are listening to this, they're probably saying, "Hey, what are these guys smoking?" Now that amount.
Or what's the agenda behind it, which I'm sure you'll go into a little bit, Art.
Oh, you bet.
Okay, go ahead.
Now that amount is often larger than the soldier's final paycheck. As a result, on the day of their discharge, many injured vets learn they owe the Army several thousand dollars. Now one military official says doctors at his base are doing more than withholding the information from wounded soldiers. They are actually telling them the opposite, that if they go along with a 5-13, they'll get to keep their bonus and receive disability and medical benefits.
Which is a total lie, right?
The official who demanded anonymity handles discharge papers at a prominent Army facility. He says the soldiers he works with know they don't have a personality disorder, but the doctors are telling them, "This will get you out quicker, and the VA will take care of you. To stay out of Iraq, A soldier will take that in a heartbeat.
Okay, let's stop with that thought. We got a break coming up. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. And I want you to expound on that thought when we get back, Art. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12-180 shortwave. Stick with me, and we'll be back in 3. This is great information. See you in 3.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, Michael Herzog, we're back with the American Awakening, and we're speaking with Art Bernclaw, who's a veterans advocate and the executive director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and he is sharing with us what's going on behind the scenes with our veterans that are coming back and some of the atrocities that are being perpetrated upon them by the Veterans Administration and indirectly this administration. Art, you were talking about
this whole thing where the doctors are telling them it'll get you out of the service quicker and the VA will take care of you
is a lie.
This is a lie, and it's a veritable nightmare. Now, in order to stay out of Iraq, a soldier will take that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And what they don't realize, that those things are lies. The soldiers, they don't read the fine print, he said. They don't know how to ask for a medical board. They're taking the word of these doctors who are being intimidated by their base commanders. Get the guys out. Get another body in. As long as you got a body, he doesn't have to be as good a soldier. Get this guy out because he's been wounded. Get another guy in, and let's save the Army some money, and let's save the VA some money. Now, when they sit down with me, and they find out what a 513 really means, they're shocked. Now, Russell Terry, who is the founder of the Iraq War Veterans Organizations, the IWVO, says he's watched this scenario play itself out many times. For more than a year, his veterans rights group has been receiving calls from distraught soldiers discharged under Chapter 5-13. Most, he says, say their military doctors pushed the personality disorder diagnosis, strained to prove that their problems existed before their service in Iraq, and refused to acknowledge evidence of post-traumatic stress disorder. That's PTSD.
Right.
They refused to acknowledge evidence of traumatic brain injury and physical traumas, which would allow them to collect disability and medical benefits. And these soldiers are coming home from Iraq with all kinds of problems, Terry says. They go to the VA for treatment, and they're turned away. They're told, no, you have a pre-existing condition. Something from childhood. Can you imagine this, Mike?
And
Something from childhood.
And I'm sure that they don't bring up any medical records to disprove the allegations that are being made, such as a pre-existing condition.
Of course not.
That never
comes
up.
If there's medical records there, they hide them. They bury them.
Uh-huh.
And that leap in logic boils Russell Terry's blood. Everybody receives a psychological screening when they join the military. What Russell says here is, Russell Terry, what I want to know is, if all of these soldiers really did have a severe pre-existing condition, how did they get into the military in the first place?
That's a good question.
And Terry says that trying to reverse a 513 discharge is a frustrating process. A soldier has to claw through a thicket of paperwork, and I'll tell you about something about that in a minute.
Okay.
Appeals panels and backstage political dealing. And even with the guidance of an experienced advocate, very few are successful. The 5-13, he says, it's like a scarlet letter. You can't get taken off. And in the last 6 years, they've discharged more than 22,500 soldiers because of personality disorder, according to the Defense Department. And the numbers keep rising. They keep rising every year. It's just incredible here. It's getting worse and worse every day, says the official who handles the discharge papers. At my office, the number started out normal. Now it's up to 3 or 4 soldiers each day. It's like suddenly everybody has a personality disorder. And the reason is simple. They're saving a buck, and they're saving the VA money, and it's all about money. Now, here's what I was talking about a few seconds ago. In order to appeal this, you've got to get a Title 10 attorney. And there's damn few of them around. Most of the Title 10 attorneys are in the military. And when you're out of the military, you can't get a military attorney. You're not entitled to one. And very few civilian lawyers know how to fight a Title 10. And fighting a Title 10 in the Title 10 special court, the Title 10 court is even worse than a VA court, if you can believe that, because prior to finding out about Title 10, I thought nothing could be anywhere near as bad as the VA court. A Title 10 court is even worse. Now, exactly how much money they're saving is very difficult to calculate now, but Defense Department records show that across the entire armed forces, more than 22,500 soldiers have been dismissed due to personality disorder in the last 6 years. That includes all the branches.
Okay, so we could assume from that, Art, excuse me for interrupting you, but we could assume from that all 22,500 being diagnosed with this, the overwhelming majority of them obviously had some sort of a mental or physical disability and have been denied benefits.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, the figures I have for the Army, I don't have the figures for the other branches, but when I say the numbers keep rising, 2001, 805 cases. 2003, 980 cases. 2005, 1,086 cases. And it's getting worse and worse every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just unbelievable. We're estimating that the military alone, we're not even saying the VA yet, we're estimating the military alone saves upwards of $8 billion in disability pay and for care for the rest of their lives, medical care in a VA hospital or a VA outpatient. We say they're going to save another $4.5 billion in medical care over their lifetimes. And Towns says that Fort Carson, I'm going to name names now. You're going to hear some names.
Okay. Well, now we've got a break coming up. Okay. So
okay.
Let's name the name. Let's name the names after the break, Art. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Art Burnclough, The American Awakening at 1280 shortwave and republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us. We'll be back in three. You do not want to miss this show, folks. Tell your friends and neighbors to plug in. See you in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening with my special guest, Art Burnclough, who's a veterans advocate and the executive director of the Veterans for Constitutional Law. And Art sharing with us some of the atrocities that go on behind the scenes perpetrated by the Veterans Administration. And he's going to start naming names. Go ahead, Art.
Okay. Now, John Towns says that Fort Carson psychologist Mark Wexler, that's W-E-X-L-E-R, assured him that he would receive disability benefits, VA medical care, and that he'd get to keep his bonus. Good news, he discussed with Christian Fields and Brandon Murray,
mm-hmm.
Two soldiers at his unit at Fort Carson. We talked about it many times. Murray says that John said the doctor there promised him benefits, and he was happy about it. Now, who wouldn't be? Towns shared that excitement with his wife, Christy, shortly after his appointment with Wexler. He said that Wexler had explained to him that he'd get to keep his benefits. Christie said that the doctor had looked into it, and it was all coming with the chapter he was getting. In fact, Cowan would not get disability pay or receive long-term VA medical care, and he would have to give back the bulk of his $15,000 bonus that he got for reenlisting. Returning that money meant Cowan would leave Fort Carson in less than empty-handed. He now owed the Army more than $3,000. We had this in our heads the whole day driving home to Ohio, said Town. Wexler made him promises, he said, about what would happen if we went along with the diagnosis. On the final day, we find out none of it was true. It was a total shock. I felt like I'd been betrayed by the Army. Wexler denies discussing benefits with Town. In a statement, the psychologist writes, I never discuss benefits with my patients, so that's not my area of expertise. The only thing I said to Specialist Town was that Chapter 5-13 is an honorable discharge. Twaddle. That's twaddle. I assure you, after over 15 years in my position, both as active duty and now civilian, I don't presume to know all the details about benefits and therefore do not discuss them with my patients. You know, there's an old saying. Figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. Now, Wexler's boss at Camp Carson is Colonel Stephen Knorr. We'll name this. I'll repeat the name, Colonel Stephen Knorr, chief of the Department of Behavioral Health at Evans Army Base, Evans Army Hospital at Fort Carson. Now, he declined to speak about Town's case. When asked if doctors at Fort Carson were assuring patients set for 513 discharge that they'll receive disability benefits and keep their bonuses, Knorr says, I don't believe they're doing that. Now, interviews with soldiers diagnosed with personality disorder suggest that the military is using the psychological condition as a catch-all diagnosis encompassing systems as diverse as deafness, headaches, and schizophrenic delusions. That flies in the face of the Army's own regulations. Now, according to those regulations, to be classified as a personality disorder, a soldier's symptoms had to exist before he joined the military. And they have to match the personality disorder described in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. There is an actual book on this. The National Standard for Psychiatric Diagnosis. That is the standard, and it's got to be in there. And very few of these people fit that standard. Town's case provides a clear window into how these personality disorder diagnoses are being used, because even a cursory examination of his case casts grave doubt as to whether he fits either criteria. Town's wife, for one, laughs in disbelief at the idea that her husband was suffering from hearing loss before he headed to Iraq. But since returning, she says, he can't watch TV unless the volume is full blast, can't use the phone unless the volume is set to high. Medical papers from Fort Carson list Town as having no health problems before serving in Iraq. After a Fort Carson audiologist documents functional non-organic hearing loss, Town says his right ear, his good ear, has lost 50% of its hearing. His left is still essentially useless. He's more disturbed about how his memory has eroded since the rocket blast. He has struggled to retain new information, like I'll be driving places and then I totally forget where I'm going, he says. Numbers, names, places, dates. Unless I knew him before, I pretty much don't remember. When Town returned to his desk job at Fort Carson, he found himself straining to recall the Army's regulations. People were like, what are you, dumb? And I'm like, no, I'm probably smarter than you. I just can't remember stuff anymore. He says his melancholy was suddenly replaced by anger. They don't understand. I got hit by a rocket. Now, those bursts of rage marked the biggest change, says Christie Town. She said the man she married 4 years ago is completely different from the man today. He gets so angry at things, and it's not toward anybody. It's toward himself. He blames himself for everything, and he has a hard time sleeping and doesn't spend as much time as he used to with the kids. Now, they get rowdy when they play, and gee, he just has to be alone. It's almost like his nerves can't handle it. Now, Christy begins to cry. She pauses before forcing herself to continue. She's been watching him when he's alone. He kind of zones out, almost like he's in a daze. In May 2006, Town tried to electrocute himself. dropping his wife's hair dryer into the bathtub. The dryer short-circuited before it could electrify the water. Fort Carson officials put town in an off-post hospital that specializes in suicidal depression. Note, I said off-post hospital.
Right.
Town had been promoted to corporal after returning from Iraq. He was immediately stripped of that rank and reduced back to specialist. When he came back, I try to be the same, Christie said. He just can't. He's definitely not the man he used to be. Now, Town says his dreams have changed, too. They keep taking him back to Ramadi, Iraq, to the death of a good friend who'd been too near an explosion, taking too much shrapnel to the face. In his dreams, Town returns there night after night to soak up the blood. And that, gentleman, and anyone who is listening, that is PTSD. Right there, that is PTSD. That that line alone will tell you the man has severe PTSD, aside from the wounds that he absorbed.
Right, and we've got to multiply that times thousands and thousands of cases. And now I want to ask you a quick question here, Art, and I don't mean to interrupt your thought process. This Colonel Stephen Knorr and Mark Wexler, the Army psychologist, do you, in your estimation, do you feel that there's a possibility that these guys are getting any kind of kickback or bonuses every time?
I would say that quite a few of them are getting kickbacks or bonuses, the ones that will accept it. But what's even worse than that, even if they weren't getting kickbacks and bonuses, and I'm sure some of them are, but even if they weren't, they are being intimidated by their superior, or the doctors are being intimidated by the post commanders to push these discharges through. And they're afraid of their jobs, the doctors. They're being intimidated to push these guys out of the service within 2 to 3 days. And if they're pushed out of the service in 2 to 3 days, try and sue them as a civilian in a Title X court. It's like almost impossible.
Well, I would imagine that the amount of soldiers that are coming back, even if they're not wounded, okay, the amount of soldiers coming back with PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder, have to number in the thousands just by what they've seen over there.
A quarter of the veterans serving over there are coming back with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
A quarter.
And now, does that, the PTSD, does that give them any kind of disability? I know there's levels from 10% up to 100%. Does that qualify them for anything?
Yes. If they can't interact with other people, it qualifies them anywhere from a 10% disability up to 100.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how bad the PTSD is.
But then they have to go through this process such as John Town went through to get it. Is that right?
Well, in order to do that, they have to be judged by this the psychiatric book of rules on here, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
Okay.
That's the book they use for judging them on there.
Mm-hmm.
If they follow the book, you know, if and when they follow the book.
And that's a big if, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how the Army determined that Town's behavioral problems existed before his military service is unclear. Wexler, the Fort Carson psychologist who made the diagnosis, didn't interview any of Town's family or friends. Now, that sounds a little odd. It's unclear whether he even questioned Town's fellow soldiers in 2-17 field artillerymen like Fields Murray and Michael Forbes, who could have testified to his stability and award-winning performance before the October 2004 rocket attack. As Forbes puts it, before the attack, Town was one of the best in our units. After, he was deaf in one ear and he seemed lost and disoriented. It just took the life out of him. This is just unbelievable what they did to this man. Now, Town finds his diagnosis especially strange because the diagnostic manual appears to preclude cases like this. It says that a pattern of erratic behavior cannot be labeled a personality disorder if it's from a head injury. The specialist asserts that his hearing loss, that's shrapnel in the neck and ears, headaches and anger all began with the rocket attack that knocked him unconscious. Wexler did not apply to repeated requests seeking comment on Town's diagnosis, but Colonel Knorr of Fort Carson's Evans Hospital says he's confident his doctors are properly diagnosing personality disorder. The colonel says there is a simple explanation as to why in so many cases the lifelong condition of personality disorder, listen to this twaddle, isn't apparent until after serving in Iraq. Traumatic experiences, Nora says, can trigger a condition that has lain dormant for years. They may have done fine in high school and before, but it comes out during the stress of service. Now, I'll digress a moment.
Go ahead.
I was discharged with a 10% disability. I had a fall off a telephone pole, two fractures of the spine, three herniated discs, and something called a spondylolisthesis. And I was discharged out with a 10% disability, and they tried to tell me I had a congenital condition when they discharged me out. And I said, wait a minute. I played pro ball for 5 years. I was on the Red Sox farm teams for a number of years. And when I first got into the service, I was teaching people how to climb telephone poles and communication. Does that sound like somebody who had a disability or a congenital injury? This is the kind of bullshit that they pull on people.
Okay, excuse me.
Excuse my language.
Yes, please. My superiors will get on me for that, Art.
Okay.
Just call it BS and let's go.
I'll call it BS.
All right.
Well, I've never heard of that occurring. Keith Armstrong, a clinical professor with the Department of Psychiatry at the University of California in San Francisco. Armstrong has been counseling traumatized veterans for more than 20 years at the San Francisco VA.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, he is the co-author of Courage After Fire, Coping Strategies for Troops Returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and Their Families. Personality disorder is a diagnosis I'm very cautious about, he said. My question would be, has PTSD been ruled out? It seems to me like if it walks like a duck, looks like a duck, let's see if it's a duck before other factors are implicated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nora admits that in most cases, before making a diagnosis, his doctors only interview the soldier, but adds that interviewing family members untrained to recognize signs of personality disorder would be of limited value. The soldier's perception and their parents' perception is that they were fine, but maybe they didn't, or maybe they weren't able to see that was the case. Armstrong takes a very different approach. He says family is a crucial part of the diagnosis and treatment of soldiers returning from war. The professor sees parents and wives as so important, he encourages his soldiers to invite their families into the counseling sessions. They bring in particular information that can be helpful in the claim. He says, by not taking advantage of their knowledge and support, I think we're doing soldiers a disservice. Nora would not discuss the specifics of Towns' case. He did note, however, that his department treats thousands of soldiers each year and says within that population there are bound to be a small fraction of misdiagnosed cases and dissatisfied soldiers.
A small fraction.
Yeah, 22,500.
Yeah.
He adds that the soldiers he's seen diagnosed and discharged with personality disorders are usually quite pleased. Yeah, they got them so high on tranquilizers, they got to be pleased. The Army holds soldiers' medical records and contact information strictly confidential. But a magazine called The Nation was able to locate a half a dozen soldiers from bases across the country who were diagnosed with personality disorder, and all of them rejected that diagnosis. Both said that military doctors try to force the diagnosis upon them and turned a blind eye to symptoms of PTSD and physical injury. Now, one such veteran, Richard Dykstra, went to the hospital at Fort Stewart, Georgia, complaining of flashbacks, anger, and stomach pains. The doctor there diagnosed personality disorder. Dykstra thinks the system actually stems from PTSD and a bilateral hernia he suffered in Iraq. When I told her my symptoms, she says, oh, it looks like you've been reading up on PTSD, and then she basically said I was making it all up, he says. In her report on Dykstra, and here's the name of another doctor, Colonel Anna Parodi, P-A-R-O-D-I, another dirtbag, head of the behavioral health at Fort Stewart's Wynn Army Hospital, writes that the soldier gives a clear description of PTSD symptoms but lays them out with such detail, it's as if he memorized the criteria. She concludes that Dykstra has personality disorder, not PTSD, although her report also notes that Dykstra had no previous psychiatry history, and that she confirmed the validity of his symptoms with the soldier's wife. Now, Perotti is currently on leave and could not be reached for comment. How convenient. How convenient they couldn't reach her for comment. Speaking for Fort Stewart, Public Affairs Officer Lieutenant Colonel Randy Martin says that the Army's diagnostic procedures have been developed over time and they are accepted as being fair. Fair to who?
Yes.
Martin said he could not address Dykstra's case specifically because his files have been moved to a storage facility in St. Louis. That's the famous Army storage facility at Page Boulevard in St. Louis that for years and years the VA was telling people who put in a claim with the VA that their records were burned in the famous fire in 1973. And upon looking into this and investigating this, I was down there on this, we find that they had a fire, but there was not one single record that was destroyed. There was a little water and smoke damage, but every single record was readable. And then we got the colonel, who was on duty at the time in 1973. We had him deposed in court in St. Louis, and he admitted, while he was deposed under oath, that it was a collusion between military records and the Veterans Administration to withhold disabilities from anyone seeking claims.
Man.
And they were telling this to veterans who served in the 80s and 90s. Your records were burned in the famous fire in St. Louis in 1973. And people are calling me up like crazy. I'm getting calls saying, hey, I wasn't in the service in 73. How could my files have been burnt there? They sent that form letter out to just about everybody who put in for a disability.
Well, maybe it was smoldering like the World Trade Center for weeks and weeks and years on end. I don't know, Art.
Every record was readable. Readable.
Okay, Art, we got to take a break here.
Okay.
We're on the line with Art Burncloud, giving us all kinds of very, very interesting behind-the-scenes information with the Veterans Administration. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. And we'll be back in three. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with us. We'll be back in three.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Michael Herzog back with the American Awakening, and we are on the line with Art Bernclaw, who's telling us about some of the sinister activities that go on behind the scenes with the Veterans Administration. Go ahead, Art.
Do I have some stuff for you?
Well,
okay.
This is a short segment. We got 4 minutes here and then another break, and then 4 minutes after the top of the hour and another break, so I just want to warn you. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have to have our sponsors.
That's true.
William Woolridge had a similar fight with the Army.
Mm-hmm.
The specialist was hauling missiles and tank ammunition outside of Baghdad when he says a man standing at the side of the road grabbed hold of a young girl and pushed her in front of his truck. The little girl, Woolridge says, his voice suddenly quiet, looked like one of my daughters. When he returned to Fort Polk, Louisiana, Woolridge told his doctor he was now hearing voices and seeing visions, hallucinations of a mangled girl who would ask him why he had killed her. His doctor told him because he had a personality disorder. When I heard that, I flew off the handle and I said, wait, that ain't me. Before I went over there, I was a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, Woolridge told the psychiatrist, who was, I'll name names again, Captain Patrick Brady of the Baines-Jones Army Community Hospital at Fort Polk. Saw him for 30 minutes before making his diagnosis. Soon after, Woolridge was discharged from Fort Polk under Chapter 5-13. He began to fight that discharge immediately without success. And then in March 2005, 18 months after Woolridge's dismissal, the psychiatrist at the Memphis VA filed papers rejecting Brady's diagnosis, found a good doctor at the VA, and he filed papers rejecting his diagnosis and asserting that Woolridge had suffered from PTSD so severe it made him totally disabled. Weeks later, the Army Discharge Review Board voided Woolridge's 513 dismissal, but the 18 months he'd spent lingering without benefits had already taken its toll on this man. They put me out on the street to rot, and if I had left things like they were, there would have been no way I could have survived. I would have had to take myself out or have someone do it for me, he said. The way they use personality disorder to diagnose and discharge, he says, it's like a mental rape, and that's the only way I can describe it. Captain Brady has since left Fort Polk and is now at Fort Wainwright, Alaska. Recently, he deployed to Iraq and was unavailable for comment. I'll tell you, the Eskimos should have fed him to the four polar bears while they were up there. Anyway, unavailable for comment. Does that sound familiar to you? It does to me.
Yeah, it's happening quite frequently here.
Yeah. In a statement, Major Brian Struther, chief of the Department of Behavioral Health at Haines-Jones Hospital, writes that allegations, that's their favorite word, allegations, that soldiers at Fort Polk are being misdiagnosed are not true, Struther says. Diagnoses at his hospital are made only after consideration of all relevant observation, direct examination, and appropriate testing.
Which all takes about a half an hour. As you say.
What a bunch of twaddle. If there are dissatisfied soldiers, says Knorr, the Fort Carson official, I'll bet not a single one of them has been diagnosed with conditions that are as clear-cut and makes them medically unfit like schizophrenia. Linda Mosier disputes that. When her son Chris left for Iraq in 2004, he was a normal kid, she said, who'd call a long distance and joke about the strange food and expensive taxis overseas. When he returned home for Christmas 2005, he wouldn't sit down for a meal with us. He just kept walking around. I took him to the department store for slacks, and he was inside rushing around, screaming, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." And he wouldn't sleep, and the one time he did, he woke up screaming. Now, Mosier told his mother...
Art, I'm going to have to stop you.
Okay.
He told his mother, remember that. Michael Herzog on with Art Bernclaw, The American Awakening. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave, back in three. Stick with us.